Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome again to Small Business Digest Radio. My name is Donald Mazzella, and I am Editorial Director of Small Business Digest. I come to you through three media channels, here at Blog Talk Radio, through our online newsletters, and via our magazine. They are now all available to you at smallbusinessdigest.net. That's smallbusinessdigest.net. Each month we touch more than 1 million small business leaders through our various channels. Each hour here at Small Business Digest Radio, we hope to bring you information, strategies, and suggestions to help small business managers increase profits, add sales, better manage cash flow, improve employee management, and streamline organizations. Guests are carefully chosen for their expertise or experience. They to be on this program, but rather our editors and readers identify them. If you have any suggestions or particular topics you want us to cover, please email us at info@smallbusinessdigest.net. Tonight's program comes to you directly from the Cloud for SMB Expo here in Las Vegas. We also have an added feature today. We have an interesting guest who's brought along his group. I welcome David Gibbons, who is with Ustream.tv. Welcome. Thanks. To the program.
Thanks, Don. Pleasure.
Well, before we go further into this, and I'm glad you're doing it, tell us a little bit about yourself personally and how you got to where you're sitting here in this chair today.
Sure, I'd be glad to. So I've actually been in media technology in one way or another for almost 20 years. I started as a recording engineer, recording sound, and from there I got involved in companies that make tools for people who are doing sound productions, both for TV and film sound productions, but also for people making music in studios. And pretty much media has been my kind of fascination for my whole life. After working for that company and working for its parent company, which was Avid Technology, that makes video products, I ended up in online video because that seemed like the next interesting media evolution that we were facing as a country. And that's where I've been working for the last few years, and I'm very excited by the space and very excited about what Ustream is doing.
Well, we're going to get to that in 1 minute because when I saw this at the show, I felt that you had to be on a program. Now, first, tell us what Ustream is all about.
Sure. Ustream is the largest live video platform on the Internet. And I'm putting the emphasis on live there. People are very familiar with video on the Internet through services like YouTube. And the difference with Ustream is that we're all about conveying the live stream, something that's happening at that exact moment in time, to an audience of almost any size. In fact, we routinely do audiences between 1 and 10 million for large companies who are trying to introduce a new product or share some news about their new direction. But the beauty of our platform, which is a cloud platform, is that it also scales down to even single individuals who want to do broadcasts and have an audience that they'd like to reach with their message.
Well, tell us what we're doing exactly today. We have your associate here, sitting here. We're on Blog Talk Radio, and now we're on video.
Yes. For fun, we decided to demonstrate really how simple it is to do live broadcasts using Ustream. And with me here is Arpad Kun. He's the director of network operations for Ustream. He keeps the entire network running. And today, he's also the director of photography, I guess, because he's holding up an iPad that he's using to stream our discussion. So we're actually streaming the live video and audio of our talk over the Internet using the Ustream service at this moment. And it's incredibly simple to do. You can do it from, as you can see, an iPad or even a mobile phone. I'm watching his stream on my mobile phone, but I could also be broadcasting our stream on my mobile phone if I wanted to. And from there, you can scale up to pretty much any level of video sophistication that you're interested in. So you can obviously use webcams and devices that plug into your computer, but you can also use professional TV production equipment, and we'll make it super simple to capture that stuff, ingest it into our servers, and then show it on a player that you can embed anywhere in the internet, including on your own page or on a page that we'll create for you. So that's the essence of the Ustream service. And I think the other important part is we tightly integrate social media with that, because the thing about live events is you want people to know right then that a live event is occurring. They need to know immediately that something live is going down that's going to be interesting. And of course you can promote it in advance, but if you can tweet or share on Facebook the fact that you're broadcasting at that moment, that increases the number of people who are interested in your story as a small business owner anyway, who are likely to go and look at that broadcast and see what you're actually up to.
Well, regular way of doing it, or the more popular way, is to do a video and put it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
What's the advantage to you over YouTube?
Yeah, that is still a very valid way, and I would say most of our customers combine doing this, you know, this standard pre-produced video that's then shared and downloaded with doing live events. And our service also makes it really simple for you to upload video and make that visible on your site so people can play back a 2 or 3 minute video about your company or about your products. But the big advantage with live is the length of time that people will stay engaged for. So what we routinely see is that people's tolerance for a pre-recorded video is 2 or 3 minutes. That's about as long as they'll watch for. And that's about the average length of the video on YouTube. But people will watch live events because they are exclusive and, you know, occurring at that one moment only for up to 10 times longer. So we often see events where people will watch for between 20 and 35 minutes because they know that, you know, they're getting to see that information unfold in real time, and they're sharing that experience where they can, you know, participate in chat or other social media interactions with other people who are seeing it at the same time.
So I'm a small business. You're a very clever man, because you were clever enough to bring this demo here today. So, but let's talk a moment. I'm a small business. How do I use your service to generate sales?
Well, so I think the first thing is to think of what are the events that your customers are likely to be interested in. So if that's a new product launch, just to take that for example, then plan your product launch online. Tell people about it a week or more in advance that you're going to do an event where you let them see in detail the new news. Maybe give them a teaser that says, we have a major announcement coming, so that they're incented to come and watch it. And then broadcast to them in depth about exactly what it's all about. And that's how you can effectively use the power of the internet to reach a global audience for your new product or your new product introduction, where it would have taken you a lot longer to, you know, go around and introduce that product by doing events in different places one at a time.
Well, would you then send it up to YouTube, or would you keep it on your channel?
You can do either, in fact. So we allow you to record it as it's being transmitted live through Ustream, which means that you can capture it on the Ustream platform and play it back immediately, so no additional upload required there. It's actually recorded as you're broadcasting. And then for some people who also have a YouTube channel and like to keep that presence going, we make it super easy to export the video across from Ustream into YouTube, so you can have it in both places.
See, what I envision it for my purposes is if I could take my program exactly as I'm doing now and put it on radio, but also put it on video.
Yep.
I'm adding a dimension, an unheard of dimension.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, many of my interviews call in. Is there a way that they could be in front of an Apple or a video in their office, and I can be in mine, and then you can combine the two?
Yeah, the easiest way to do that is to have them call in using a service like, say, Skype, which allows you and that person to have a call between you. And we make a piece of software called Ustream Producer that you can download for free from our website. And by using Ustream Producer, you can capture that Skype call and bring it into your broadcast and possibly put, you know, a title at the bottom to remind people who it is that's participating, switch back and forth between you and the person who's calling, or even play back other pieces of video or slideware that you have that support the discussion.
Can you split it?
You can do split screen, you can do picture in picture, you can show you guys side by side. There's a tremendous variety. In fact, you can do pretty much everything you could do with a video production mixer.
Okay, now let's talk about cost, which is, for small business,
yes,
is always the number
it's
one.
Crucial.
Tell us a little bit about cost.
Certainly. Well, there's great news here. It starts at free, which is a price that most people like. Our free service, which you can sign up for in about 30 seconds at Ustream.tv, allows you to do broadcasts where we will show ads to your viewers. And for a lot of businesses, that's a great way to get going, to find out how the service works, maybe to convey something where they're not so concerned about the entire message being seen without interruptions by ads. And then for folks who don't want to have the ads there or want to control everything about the message and everything about what's seen on their channel, they can start at $99 per month to have complete control over the way it's branded and to remove ads for all of those viewers.
Well, let's suppose I created a channel, Small Business Digest. Do you archive all of the programs so that a viewer can review them as they go along?
Yes, we do. So as I was kind of hinting at earlier, it's very easy to record on our platform. So while you're streaming, you'll see in our web control panel that you can hit a button that says record this broadcast, and it'll actually capture it as it's passing through the platform. And that means you won't have to do any upload later. You'll actually have captured the whole broadcast as a file that's visible to people who visit your channel page. And then on Ustream.tv, your channel will automatically create a page where you can see all of those videos. And the publisher, in this case you, would have complete control over which ones are available to the public to view and which ones are hidden but still on the platform for later use.
But you also there's also a charge for each additional, for viewership, for each view.
Yeah, the way we charge is actually based upon the size of your audience. So as the impact of what you're doing grows, the amount of money it costs to reach those people will increase. And essentially at $99, what we give you is the ability for 100 hours of viewing to occur. So that means you could have 100 people watching for 1 hour, or you could have 200 people watching for 30 minutes. You can really divide it up into any combination that suits the nature of your broadcast.
Okay, tell us again, our audience, how they can reach you.
So they can reach us. They can sign up online in, as I say, less than 30 seconds using a very simple web form at ustream.tv. That's ustream.tv. And at ustream.tv, you'll be able to get a trial account, which will give you all of the features that we've talked about at the $99 level for 30 days at no charge. And then if you decide that you like it, you can subscribe. And if you decide that you want to experiment some more, it becomes a free account that has some ad placed on it, but you can continue to use it free of charge indefinitely.
Can you have people Skype in on the free account as well?
Yes, on the free account you can also... So the software that we provide, Ustream Producer that I mentioned,
yes,
is completely free as a download, and people can use that with a free account or with a paid account.
And if they had more than one person Skyping in, it would still work even on the free account?
So if you have multiple people in a Skype call and you want to have the video of each of them to view, as you might know, Skype recently made that something that you have to pay Skype to
sure.
do. So you don't have any charge additionally to Ustream, you just have to pay for that Skype version.
All right.
A lot of options.
And if they want to reach you personally?
Then they should email me at dgibbons@ustream.tv, and I'd be glad to answer any other questions about our service.
We thank you, and I think it's one of the more interesting things I've seen at the show.
Thanks
for coming along.
My pleasure.
All right. Guests are Ken Ayumyama and Andrew Moy. They're from...
Kintone.
Kintone.
Yes.
.com.
Kintone.com.
K-I-N. T-O-N-E.
Okay. We start off first by asking our guests a little bit about themselves personally. So we'll start with you, and then we'll end with you.
Okay, great. Thanks for having us, Don. My name's Andrew Moy, and I'm about a 10-year sales professional, and I specialize in selling to the SMB technology solutions for a large-scale VAR. You might have used them before, CDW, and I've kind of migrated my... career path doing other technology solutions and now helping out selling software to help out the SMB.
And you?
Yeah, so I'm executive officer of the Cybos, where the company built the Kindle.com. And before I joined the Cybos, I have been working in Microsoft for more than 12 years for the SharePoint product.
Oh.
Yes, SharePoint.
And you live in Japan?
Yes, we are Japan-based. We are the public company in Japan. We have 4 million users, 40,000 companies using our product. And when I was working at Microsoft, I actually live in the Japan, also live in the States.
We won't ask you which you like better. Too much on the spot.
Yeah.
Who's going to tell us first?
So basically Kintone is a cloud services platform that allows you to customize apps. So when I say applications, things that you use on a daily basis, like expense reports, could be, you know, a CRM application. We can all do it all in, housed in one place versus, I think the challenge for a lot of SMB customers is that they've got multiple logins to different cloud services, and we provide one unified platform that's fully customizable. And when I mean customizable, you can customize it yourself with drag-and-drop features, no coding necessary, and you're able to make it so it's unique and fits your exact business needs.
But small businesses hear that all the time. What makes your service so unique that it's easier? We always hear these words, it's easier, it's simpler, drop down, etc. But what makes it easier?
A lot of challenges for the SMB customers is they don't have the budget to hire a programmer to develop the tools to customize it the way that you want it. A lot of these out-of-the-box products that people subscribe to don't always fit their business needs based on their industry or you know, can't find the exact thing. And so when I say drag and drop, it literally means like a SurveyMonkey. If you've ever used that application, some of your customers might be familiar with that, and your listeners know that you can easily add a text box, a drop-down menu, multiple choice options, and create, you know, an interactive interface that looks and meets the needs that your application that you want. And the great thing about it is it's one solution in one place. Like I said, instead of paying six license fees, you can pay one license fee. You get, there's cost savings involved, and still have the customization to really meet your needs.
Well, small business owners, you talk about customization, but I think more that they look at three things. What does it replace, and how much does it cost to replace, and can I do it better myself? Can you address those issues?
Yeah.
Yes, we also have offered more than 20 free business applications. Free business applications like CRM, like Help Desk, like a file document manager, like expense report, all those free. If you cannot do it by yourself, you still can just one click to add those applications from our Kindle Marketplace to your cloud.
Oh.
Yes.
You have a lot of users. You have a lot of experience. What do you find are the main issues that people ask you to solve?
A lot of times, the customers come to us with a certain pain point. You know, for example, like email. You know, sometimes you lose during the threaded messaging, you lose the content of version control of a document. So what we do is we'll create a guest space that you can interact not only just internally but with your partners and your clients. And in this shared space, you can access the same document. And you have that version control so that if there's any mistakes, you can revert back. You can see who last accessed the document. So it's more so more rich experience than just a shared file folder online.
Yes. So the more rich experience that actually you can pull the data. So you can pull the business process with your vendors, let them to make some place order, and you can ask some stuff. So rather than send an email, attached document, and last, which is the latest version, which means the Kindle can enhance SMB.
You have me a little bit confused. So, is Kindle an operating system? Is it a interface system? Where does it fall in? I mean, you've mentioned the shared documents, shared workspace, email. I mean, where does it really fit in? I'm a little bit confused.
So it is cloud service, and you access it through the website. And because we have so many different feature sets and applications that you can customize, we commonly compete with things that your listeners might be more familiar with, like SharePoint by Microsoft, Salesforce.com, which does a little bit more than just CRM, obviously. And, we've mentioned, like, document sharing, like Dropbox or Box.com. So we can kind of address multiple needs in one licensing cost structure versus having to interact with six different other web applications that don't necessarily talk to each other or interact with each other. So we can automate the processes that you do on a normal basis. Most of your customers and your listeners, they already know their business very well and what the processes and the functions and how they go about their business. What we do is work hand in hand with that and automate those processes to make it more efficient.
So simply say, Kindle is a simplified version of a SharePoint, of a Salesforce.com, of a Box.com. So, and you don't need to use all those isolated cloud service. You're just using Kindle to handle all of your business.
So, So you can replace a great many functional areas.
Yes. For the same one license cost.
Interesting. You're not calling it a dashboard. How come?
The dashboard is in each space you can have a dashboard and you can paste the graph. We have automatic generation features to generate the graph. And all those graphs is rendering in real time. Data Salesforce, they only can render in the static data.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
You're just not calling it a dashboard, and I find that pleasantly a nice new experience.
Yeah, I think dashboard is limiting. I think, you know, some of the applications that you can even build applications from scratch. So the ones that we've kind of talked about are, you know, business applications that are ready to go out of the box. But like I said, you can customize it to truly meet your needs.
Well, let me tell you a specific need I have.
Okay.
And let's see how your system works for it. I have on my radio programs, usually 3 to 4 guests on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and usually I get emails in from people saying, Joe Blow wants to be on the program this Wednesday.
Yeah.
Now I got it in the system.
Mm-hmm.
I need a system to manage that because I'm out through October and November.
Yeah.
Then I have to have something that gives them an automatic email, remind them that they're coming on the show, et cetera.
Yes.
Is that something you would be doing?
Yes. Just for this interview sessions, you can just create a guest space for each interview sessions. In the guest space, you can create one list. It's very easy to create from by drag and drop. And you can invite those guest speakers into the sessions. And it's very easy to set a reminder notification to remind those guest speaker to come.
What do you charge for Kinto?
Right now, it's just one price, $12 per user per month.
Huh.
Like I said, that's scalable. So whether you use one application or you use 20 applications, it's the same cost.
Unlimited number of applications, unlimited of the space, unlimited of the guest space you want to use. One more thing. We have a very special offering for your audience. And as far as you sign up by this end of this week, our support team can build a business application. First business application.
Just go to kintone.com and you get a 30-day free trial. After you sign up, we'll be in contact with you and we'll find out what your number one pain point is. So just like for your example that you gave us, we'll go ahead and, step-by-step walk through you how to build that application, and then once we build that application for you, you know, hopefully get you to a comfort level where you can start building other applications that, you know, maybe eliminate some other, pain points that you have currently.
I have to clarify one point. Many of our listeners hear this on an archive.
Mm-hmm.
So can we say in an ending date of data, say, September 7th? Because that's a little longer period.
Oh, you need a long period. Okay.
All right. We'll extend. Yeah. How about this? Any of your listeners sign up for the free trial, and they reference that they heard it here, we'll go ahead and build that application whenever they sign up.
Yeah. Okay.
But don't forget to go to the kintone.com, which is KINTONE.
Right.
Yes.
Got it. Again, say it one more time.
KINTONE.com.
Thank you.
Thank you
for coming on the program.
Thanks for having us.
I want to thank you and all the guests who have been invited and remind you that our guests are invited because they offer actionable advice to our audience. They do not pay to join us, but rather demonstrate their capability for helping our audience and to help them gain profits. Thank you for listening, and we'll be here again next Wednesday with other experts to talk about ways to improve your profit picture. Remember, we're here every week, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on blogtalkradio.com/smallbusinessdigest. If you like what you heard, tell others about our efforts. If you'd like to be a guest or suggest topics for future hours, email me at info@smallbusinessdigest.net. We also remind our listeners that we're available via email and our magazine. All of that is available at smallbusinessdigest.net. Again, for everybody that's been on the show, thank you. This is Don Mazzella, and good night.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.